Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next Wednesday is the NFL schedule release. It's here. It's finally here. Not really, not yet, but almost, right? We are 1 week away from tonight. The NFL schedule will be released. I still think it could be, judging by my conversation with Matt Bove and Mike North, Matt Bove and I having Mike North on our podcast, it's always game day in Buffalo. Judging by that, it doesn't have to be finalized yet. It might not be finalized until that day, until they release it. So they give it out, like the night before, maybe. And I would tell you, if Aaron Rodgers suddenly says, I'm not playing at all for the Steelers, that could impact it. Or if he says, yep, I'm definitely going, that could impact it. I kind of think they have to account for both scenarios in a bit of a way here. So Warren Sharp, really good follow on Twitter, by the way, if you go to Warren Sharp. He has just a lot of really cool analytics stuff. Does a lot of schedule. He's betting things and... you know, however you want to look at it, he just does a lot of really cool stuff. And he wrote last week, he had top five hardest and top five easiest schedules in the NFL. And what he did was, he went by, I believe is how he did it, was according to this year's Vegas win total. So what teams have, what's the strength of schedule based on this year's Vegas win total projections for their opponents, right? And as much as we talk about the Bills having some really heavy hitters coming to Buffalo this year, the Super Bowl champion Eagles, the AFC champion Chiefs, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, all four of them, the Buccaneers who made the playoffs last year. I mean, one, two, three, four, four teams have made the playoffs. Bengals didn't, but they're always obviously very good and talented. I mean, you're talking about some heavy hitters coming to Buffalo. We talk a lot about that. But the truth is, the Bills' schedule, according to the Vegas projected win total of opponents, is actually the fifth easiest in the league, according to Warren Sharp. 49ers is the easiest. And I've seen that too. If you look at the 49ers' schedule, like, this is a very, very big bounce-back betting candidate if you want to go and do something like that. Patriots, number two. Saints, number three. Falcons, number four, Bills, number five. It is Also, not a coincidence, though, that of the top five easiest, of the easiest schedules, according to this particular metric, Patriots, Bills, Dolphins, Jets all fall in the top half. And in fact, the Patriots have the second easiest, Bills the fifth easiest, Dolphins the ninth easiest. You know why? Because they play each other. Because the Bills, especially, play all of these teams in the AFC East who just don't have very good win total projections. So, getting back to what I was just saying about how much we think about Ravens, Chiefs, Bengals, Eagles, and even Bucks, those are all the home games here that are heavy hitters. You also get two games against the Dolphins, two games against the Patriots, two games against the Jets. Six games against teams that aren't, quite frankly, supposed to be all that good. I guess it could be, you know, 500 Dolphins fighting for playoffs. I think the Patriots would be a little bit better, but that outweighs all that other stuff. Then you add in, folks, we just talked about the Steelers. I mean, there's talk the Steelers could have the, Matt Miller said today, the worst roster they've had in the Mike Tomlin era. Whether you agree with that or not, they're not looked at to be a super good, talented roster and maybe a fringe playoff team, right? That's the Steelers on the road. The Falcons on the road, who did some nice things last year, and I love their talent. I think they could actually, maybe a year off, I don't know. I think the Falcons could be pretty good. I'm not sure, but I'm really not sure. The Bills go to the Panthers this year. My buddy Jeremy Kelly, who joined me earlier, having his youth football camp, works for the Panthers, and he's right. They're doing some, they made some strides. They're doing some nice things down there. They're still not there, right? The Panthers on who they are. Bills going to the Browns next year. What are the Cleveland Browns? I mean, this is a team that could really be in for a let's take the year off and get our quarterback next year, right? And then the Texans, who did beat the Bills last year, you have to respect that. They got to the playoffs. They almost beat the Chiefs in the divisional round before the AFC Championship game. But I think that the word, the book on the Texans is, how good really are they? Their offensive line, receivers, you know, they have some interest, they have some decisions they've had to make. They have some injuries. Stephon Diggs is gone. Tank Dell, the injury. So they made some moves there. So, yeah, I'll respect them for sure. But I think when you look at the away schedule, Steelers, Browns, Panthers, Falcons, Texans, like these are winnable games for the Bills. And I know they lost to the Texans last year. I get it. Still winnable games. Dolphins, Patriots, Jets, we know are winnable games. I mean, every game is winnable, but I mean, like, I don't think enough's been looked at as far as those games. Just when we look at the schedule and the home teams they're going to play here, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Bengals, the Bucks, then you have the Saints, and of course, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. Let's look at the quarterbacks the Bills are going to face. We know Lamar, Justin Fields, Drake May, respect for him, young quarterback, looks good. Tua, who they've beaten a lot. Joe Burrow, yes. What's going on in New Orleans? Who are they facing there? Tampa, Baker Mayfield, yep. And of course you have Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. Let's go the other way. Let's go to the road games. Steelers. Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers? I'm not really sure. Maybe. Atlanta Falcons. Penix had some nice moments his rookie year. He's going into his second year, doesn't have a lot of experience. Bryce Young, who came back and did some nice things as well last year for the Panthers, but again, it's Bryce Young, right? Not a guy that really is on any sort of, you know, level or even trajectory you think he could get it to a, oh my God, you got to take this guy seriously, he can carry a franchise type of player, right? Cleveland Browns, who's their starting quarterback? We don't even know. They have five of them right now on their roster. And then you have CJ Stroud, who I just think is, he's a fantastic talent, did great a couple of years ago, like, oh my God, and then just didn't go so well last year. And again, you have May, and you have Tua, and you have Justin Fields. Josh Allen's always going to be the best quarterback on the field, unless you want to say that Patrick Mahomes is better, that's fine. He'll be the best quarterback on the field for at least 16 of their 17 games. You want to say Lamar, that's, I'll respect that, but Josh is the MVP last year. And I think that this is the type of team that the Bills, having the type of team, I'm, you know what? I was listening to Mike Schoep the other day say, like, if the Bills did hit on this draft, if they got the defensive talent they really believe they can get, it could be like an all-time great Bills team. And I think that's right. Look at the roster, right? Because look at Josh. And we could talk about wide receiver all we want. We know he elevated those guys last year. And you could make a definite argument that now the wide receiver room from top to bottom is better than last year.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am still expecting the Bills to get at least two of those games at home, those home games in prime time. Ravens, Bengals, Chiefs, Eagles, I think at least two of those. But who knows? Maybe you'll just get a bunch of 425s, and somewhere along the way you'll get a weird Buccaneers primetime game or a Saints primetime game. A Jets, Patriots, or Dolphins is always possible because it's division. And then on the road, generally you're going to get the Bills also on the road at least in one primetime game. Now, they do only have eight road games this year compared to 9 home games, so chances, right, for more at home. And then we have the, are they going to Ireland? I still think it's possible. More unlikely, but possible. And you also have the, are they playing on a holiday? I think it's very likely they play on one of the holidays, meaning Thanksgiving, probably less likely because there's only one chance there. You're not playing Detroit this year. You're not playing Dallas this year. So you know it's neither of those two games, but there is one night Thanksgiving game it could be. You have a Black Friday game. Could be that. And then you have Christmas. There's 3 games, and we don't know any of the opponents on Christmas. Although the Chiefs did say they want to play on Christmas every year, we don't know how that's going to go. We don't know where the league's going to kind of start taking that. So just in numbers alone, you have the Bills having a chance. 6 teams playing on Christmas. 1 in 6 chance there. Versus 2 teams playing on, I guess what, 6 out of 32, I should say. But 6 teams playing on Christmas, 2 teams playing on Black Friday, and only 2 openings the Bills could possibly get for the teams playing on Thanksgiving. And there's been some internet rumors about the Bills hosting on Christmas night to wrap up the final year of Highmark Stadium in the regular season. I can believe it. I think that could be very possible. I especially think because of the Hallmark movie that's coming to Buffalo, it's being filmed. Last year, they did that with the Kansas City Chiefs. They were in the Hallmark movie. They played on Christmas. It just fit. They played the year before on Christmas, too, by the way. I wouldn't rule out, what team would that be? Like, to me, if you're gonna put the Bills on at home on Christmas night, it's got to be, how do I say this? It doesn't have to be like another marquee name or team or quarterback. It just doesn't. It's the Bills. They're the team carrying this. But for promotional purposes, aesthetic purposes, like, of course, the league would love that. I think you could get a Ravens. You could get a Chiefs. But it's so late in the year. Would the NFL do that and say, nah, they're going to play each other anyway in a couple weeks? We don't want to do that on Christmas night. I think it's more likely an NFC team like the Eagles. Imagine Eagles at Bills on Christmas night. I think it's possible. Dolphins, though. Rivalry. Patriots. Rivalry. Jets, not so much. Yeah, division rivalry, but I don't see them as much, but could be. The thing I don't want, there's one thing I don't want with the schedule, to be honest with you, from a professional standpoint, okay? And personal, I guess, both these personal and professional. Love my job, love what I do, love going on the road, covering the games, calling the games, being a part of it. It's great. But if the Bills play on the road on Christmas, that means I'm gone Christmas Eve and Christmas morning, right? I don't want that. If I got to do it, I got to do it. Part of the job. But it's just something that, if you're going to play on Christmas, do it at home, not on the road. Please. Mike North, NFL schedule makers. So we'll find out. Maybe before that, even some of these games, right? Remember a couple years ago? I remember just one day being at the gym and all of a sudden I look, bam, Bills are playing at home on Monday night 1 week against the week 2 against the Titans that year when it came out. Like, they started leaking those things that week. And I bet you this year they do the same thing, where what they're going to do is they'll have someone, they'll have like the NBC morning show and the ABC morning show and the CBS morning show. They'll talk NFL and go, oh, we got a big announcement. Coming week six, coming Christmas, whatever it is, we're going to have this matchup. That's how they do a lot of these reveals now. Wouldn't be surprised if that happens next week. 803-0550. The number to call here on WGR. I cannot wait for this weather to start getting warmer. It's going to be a little cooler tomorrow, and then, but we're going to stay dry. And if you're looking at next week, yeah, baby. 70s, near 80 a couple days, maybe. Love it. And if you want to get out on the golf course, you can do it on May 19th for a great cause. Join us at Par for a Purpose. Play in a foursome at Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds are going to benefit the 11-day power play. Registration includes lunch, dinner, two drink tickets, greens fees, cart and prizes. Okay? This is courtesy of Elkville Chamber and Commerce, Chamber of Commerce and Labatt. It's the Double Black Diamond Golf Course down in Elkville. And if you want to be a part of it, you want to hang out with me and Jeremy and Nate and Joe, because we're going to be in a foursome. We're going to be hanging out, playing golf that day. All you got to do is go to WGR550/events.com to register. We'll take a timeout. We'll wrap up your Wednesday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.